24th and last parak of Shabbos. We had various mishnayos in the past about chacham concerned if a person is excited about a fire in his house or a barrel that broke. You limit what he can do because if he's going to start fixing everything up, he may come to do malachas. Now we have the other way around. The person's carrying his wallet and suddenly realizes that it's Shabbos. So he's not allowed to carry. But Chazal didn't require him to just drop it and lose his thousands of shkolim or dollars, euros that he had. And because, why? Because we're concerned that a person is bol amamoyna, a person is going to be too excited, too much of the demand from him to drop it, and therefore, if he could get away with doing a more lenient isad rabbanon, we will let him do that. So, noisim likita lenofa, you can ask a goy to take his wallet. You have to see after Shemai that the guy will give it back to you. But if it's somebody he knows or he relies on, it's permitted. If there's no Nochri, the second verse is Manicha ala Kamor. You should put it on a donkey. Now, a donkey putting on an animal is the right of Shitas Behemtoi. So, one option is that. If he's makna the goy, the animal to the goy, then he won't have this problem. Then he has no problem putting on the animal. Otherwise, the way he has to do it is that he has to put on the animal while the animal is walking, and then the animal won't be doing a melechat hoitso. Is there for the animals to work is the type of malach, which is for us a malach, which means he's standing and then he starts walking. That's considered the akira. He's uprooting. And then he puts it down when he stands. So he would have to put on his chamor as the chamor is moving. That way his chamor won't be doing malachas. Shigia l'chotach itoinoi, when he came to the outside courtyard, yeah. It says also to get it into his chotach, which was getting to Rishas Aram, is also a problem. So what he had to do is, as it's still moving, before it goes to the chotach, with a shinoi, he had to throw it off into the chotach. Now, if he wants to know something about how to unload this animal, his chamor is full of kelim. We don't want the chamor have to be with his kelim the entire Shabbos. No, he tells the kelim he told him the Shabbos. The kelim that are not muktzah, he can take off. The shenim he told him the Shabbos, the ones that are not muktzah, mater, tachavolim, asakim, noiklim, aleihem. He opens up the ropes, and the sacks that have the muktzah in them will just fall down. So he's doing a whatchamacallit. He's not directly touching the muktzah, which is permitted, but actually to pick up the muktzah didn't permit him to do. If there is glass kelim on top, so you can't let them fall down, they'll break. He's supposed to put a pillow underneath it and then shake them off the pillow afterwards so that he won't make the pillow into bittul klein echon. He's not allowed to put muktzah for the whole Shabbos on the kli. Even though you're doing it for part of Shabbos, it's permitted. And many Rishonim learned that this is only for Hesed. Without that, you're not allowed to put muktzah even temporarily on Hesed.